Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Thursday, sunny skies, lower 50s. Winds will be from the north at 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, will drop down to 26. Winds will be from the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. For Friday, sunny and breezy in the upper 50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. For Friday night, mostly clear with a low near 38. And Saturday, sunny and breezy, mid-60s. Currently, it's 45.
With your livelihood dependent on the success of your farm, it's vital that all elements are taken care of. This includes farm property and building. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer a wide range of farm insurance services that take away the worry in the event of a loss to any of your farm buildings or property. And you can rest assured your claim will be dealt with by our dedicated adjuster. Let us give you a quote for your farm insurance at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, there was no agreement in a meeting between lawmakers and cabinet members regarding the renewable fuels standard. President Trump called for a meeting between the two sides who've been feuding over the current state of the renewable fuels law. The decade-old policy was intended to help farmers and reduce the nation's petroleum imports. But a refining company in a key electoral state of Pennsylvania blamed the RFS as the cause for it to have recently filed for bankruptcy. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley took to Twitter after the meeting, saying, "No deal made." Other lawmakers at the meeting included Joni Ernst of Iowa, Ted Cruz of Texas, and Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania. Other than the Grassley tweet, no other comments immediately after the meeting. Philadelphia Energy Solutions employs more than 1,000 people and says the law forced it into bankruptcy protection. But reports say that a $590 million withdrawal in dividend-style payments from the company to its investors largely played a big role in the filing. Other refiners, including RFS opponents Valero, are pulling in a solid profit margin in spite of that regulation. Well, the Senate is not expected to make any drastic changes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program as it works to reauthorize the Farm Bill. Those comments come from Senate Ag Chair Pat Roberts. He spoke to the National Anti-Hunger Policy Conference. He said again he'll oppose efforts to introduce block grants to SNAP. He defended the program as an important part of the Farm Bill and that one's essential to garner the needed votes to pass a Farm Bill. He said they can make some efficiencies, but they're not going to drastically change the program. Well, that was his answer to a question about the Harvest Box concept proposed by the White House in its fiscal year 2019 budget. He says there's a lot of things to take care of before even looking at that idea as a pilot program, calling it way down the list. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment. You need a reliable and relevant source for your agricultural and rural life information. That's AgView.net. The Farm Bill, agribusiness mergers, dicamba, and protein production, just some of the issues we will follow this year. Be social with us by following us on Twitter at AgView News. Like us on Facebook at AgView.net. Best wishes for a great 2018 from all of us at AgView.net.
Hard water causing you trouble? Call Water Conditioning of Seneca. They feature Lindy Spring products for residential and commercial applications. Water softeners, distillers, filters, reverse osmosis systems, bottled water coolers, bottled water, and salt delivery. You'll love the benefits of a water softening system. Clothing gets cleaner and your dishes will be shiny again with less detergent. Come visit with Keith Haverkamp at Water Conditioning of Seneca today to learn more about Lindy Spring systems or call 800-748-7563.
Mid-America Network News. Authorities say a train struck and killed one person Tuesday on a railroad bridge near Topeka and that a woman was injured when she jumped to get out of the way. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that 21-year-old Christian Charay of Topeka was pronounced dead at the scene. The 19-year-old woman who jumped from the bridge to avoid the train was rushed to a local hospital. A report says a business conditions index for 9 Midwest states rose over the past month, pointing to continued improvement in regional economic conditions. The report says the business condition index hit 59. 59.7 in February, compared with 57.3 in January. The report shows that manufacturing and other business sectors in the region are experiencing very healthy growth in business activity. The survey results are compiled into a collection of indexes ranging from 0 to 100. Survey organizers say that any score above 50 suggests growth in that factor. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you have a Lowe's Advantage card, you can get an extra 5% off every day on items big or small. So you can save an extra 5% on a new coat of paint, updating appliances, replacing the flooring, and even save an extra 5% on little things like cleaning supplies, laundry detergent, and air filters. The big to-dos to the everyday essentials. You get an extra 5% savings every day when you use your Lowe's Advantage card. If you don't have one, apply today. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval and can't be combined with any other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
And we're back with Sage Kimsey, four-time PRCA World Champion Bull Rider and Wrangler-sponsored athlete. So, Sage, tell us, why do you rodeo?
You know, it's something that I've dreamed about ever since I was a little kid, putting on my Wrangler jeans and thinking about it, dreaming about it all the time. And there's a special moment right before I get on a bull. You know, everything in the world is just pretty serendipitous, and the world just kind of slows down around me. You crawl over that chute, and then you know the best is yet to come.
Thank you, Sage. Question of the day, brought to you by Boot Barn.
Police have identified the man killed in a Kansas City, Kansas shooting that left seven others injured. The man has been identified as 27-year-old Kevin Foreman. He died at the hospital after the February 17th shooting at a packed venue for a local musician. Police say they believe the shooting is gang-related. Police say the injuries of the seven others who were also shot in the incident were not life-threatening. A Missouri Court of Appeals has sent a case over a stalled multi-state transmission line to the state Supreme Court. The 780-mile Grain Belt Express wind energy line has been stalled since the Missouri Public Service Commission said last year that all counties along its path must agree to the project. The judge ruled Tuesday that the commission erred when it said it could not authorize the project. The line would run from wind farms in western Kansas through Missouri and Illinois to Indiana, where it would connect with the power grid. All other states on the route have approved the $2.3 billion project. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Mid-America Network News. Authorities say a person standing along Interstate 80 in central Nebraska was fatally struck by a passing semi-trailer. The accident occurred around 1 a.m. this morning near the Giltner Interchange. The patrol says the victim had been a passenger in a pickup truck that broke down. The person was hit while standing with several others on the left side of the pickup and with a tow truck that arrived to help. An Omaha woman who pled guilty in a tax fraud case has been ordered to pay restitution of more than $280,000. The Omaha World-Herald reports that 37-year-old Nakisha Taylor was sentenced Monday to 3 years of supervised release and is required to perform 120 hours of community service. Prosecutors say that Taylor conspired with another person to file and help others file false tax returns. A business conditions index report for nine Midwest states rose in February, pointing to continued improvement in regional economic conditions. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, midamericaagnetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish on ag.
White Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Through March 9th, area law enforcement will step up seatbelt enforcement near Kansas high schools. The effort is to raise visibility as to the importance of buckling up in saving lives and preventing injuries. Blue Valley Telecommunications has announced plans to upgrade infrastructure and services for cable and internet customers in Marysville, Washington, Hanover, Frankfort, and Waterville. The upgrade will move its analog technology to digital platforms. The work is scheduled to begin early this spring. Customers customers will see improvements in the quality of television service, clearer picture, and better sound. The upgrade will also allow customers to access several high-definition channels and grant faster internet speed. The upgrade will require a few changes for customers who will be receiving individual letters in the mail over the next few months explaining the process. These will contain special instructions and valuable information. Customers with questions or concerns are asked to contact customer service at Blue Valley Telecommunications. Marysville Junior Senior High was the latest school initiating a lockdown. A disturbing note found written in a bathroom stall Wednesday morning prompted the effort. Local authorities responded. They and school officials investigated, and a student involved with the incident was removed from campus, and the lockdown was lifted early afternoon. Marshall County Sheriff Dan Hargrave posted on social media Wednesday that this is a serious violation, and any violations will be taken seriously by school and law enforcement authorities. Raymond E. Bikeman, age 79, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Palmer. Burial in the Palmer Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 3 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home of Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Raymond Bikeman. Ronald Mike Ganzel, age 92, of Pawnee City, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church, Pawnee City. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Mike Ganzel. Russell Searcy, age 96, of Marysville, formerly of Barnston, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 2 p.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church, Wymore. Burial St. Joseph Cemetery at Barnston. Rosary Sunday evening at 7 of the church. Visitation Sunday, noon until 3 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Russell Searcy.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com, for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. The low pressure system that affected the central parts of the Midwest is now off towards the east, and we have a high pressure system that is built overhead, which is going to stay across the area over the next several days, bringing us sunny skies. It does look like we're also going to see some pretty mild temperatures as well, in the 50s and even into the 60s as we head into the weekend. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of Thursday, sunny skies, lower 50s. Winds will be from the north at 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to the mid-20s. Winds will be from the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. For Friday, sunny and breezy, upper 50s, wind gusts as high as 30. For Friday night, mostly clear with a low near 38. As we into Saturday, sunny skies and breezy with a high near 65. For Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low near 46. Sunday, partly sunny, then we'll see increasing clouds. And that's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature early April 50, record high on this date 81 in 2006. The average low 28, the record low was 5 below 0 in 1890. Sunset this evening 6:15, sunrise in the morning at 6:54.
Ever consider worm farming for fun and profit? All about this hot new growth industry on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. If you've always dreamed about building something and convinced yourself you never would learn how, that can all change starting today. Have you ever wanted to add on to your bathroom, build a bird feeder, a shelf, a shed, horse barn, or even a garage? If you've never done it before, it can be frustrating trying to figure it out on your own. For a limited time, we have free information about how you, with no experience, can build anything yourself at learntobuildnow.com. That's learntobuildnow.com. You see, most plans on the internet don't have the details you need. They don't include pictures, or they assume you are a master craftsman. This is a resource you've never seen before. A library of over 16,000 woodworking projects, all compiled to the single largest database in the world. Get step-by-step plans, blueprints, and your skill level does not matter. This one-time offer is available for the next 3 days at learntobuildnow.com. That's learntobuildnow.com. learntobuildnow.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 1st, the 60th day of the year. Actor and producer Ron Howard has a birthday, and March's first full moon, the Worm Moon, shines tonight. There's an opportune time to talk about the exploding growth of worm farming. It is a real thing, and demand for the product, or more accurately, byproduct, is rapidly growing. Worm castings create a super-rich compost that commercial growers like vineyards, nurseries, and organic farms love. The so-called black gold improves soil structure, increases yield, and even improves the taste of fruits and vegetables. Want to make your own? With some plastic bins, a few pounds of worms, and some worm food, you can set up your own worm farming operation in a basement or garage. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Rewound Power Motor Sales and Service is proud to support the Beatrice Lady O's basketball team and applauds the athletes on working hard this season. Best of luck at state, girls, from your friends at Rewound Power Motor Sales and Service in Beatrice. Check us out online at www.rewoundpowermotors.com. Building Tech Incorporated wants to congratulate the Beatrice Lady O's ladies basketball team for making it this far and knows the athletes have what it takes to beat the competition. Good luck from all the fans at Building Tech Incorporated in Beatrice. We offer tough, affordable metal buildings that are built to last. Plaza Ridge Dental is proud of the athletes for making it this far in the season and is cheering on the spirited Beatrice Lady O's ladies basketball team as they compete at the state tournament. Good luck and go Lady O's from all of your friends and fans here at Plaza Ridge Dental in Beatrice for the smiles in your world.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. The Kansas City Royals announced yesterday that they have signed first baseman Lucas Duda to a one-year contract for the 2018 season. Duda, a 32-year-old left-handed hitter from Los Angeles, California, split last season between the New York Mets and Tampa Bay, being acquired by the Rays on July 27th. He combined to hit 30 home runs on the year, matching his previous career best from 2014. Of his 92 hits in 2017, 58 or 63% went for extra bases, which was the second highest rate in the majors behind Joey Gallo. Duda also collected 46 of his 58 extra base hits against right-handed pitching. In a corresponding roster move, outfielder Billy Burns has been designated for assignment. Mid-America Network Sports.
The Midway Motors family of dealerships is currently seeking automotive technicians to join the Midway team. As an automotive technician with the Midway Motors family team, you'll be a part of taking care of Midway customers' vehicle needs through every mile of that vehicle's life. Midway Motors automotive technicians earn competitive wages and reap the benefits of paid training and paid time off in an environment that focuses on family, customers, teamwork, and service. Email your resume to careers@midwaymotors.com or call Amy at Midway Motors of McPherson.
And we're back with Sage Kimsey, four-time PRCA world champion bull rider and Wrangler sponsored athlete. So, Sage, tell us, why do you rodeo?
You know, it's something that I've dreamed about ever since I was a little kid, putting on my Wrangler jeans and thinking about it, dreaming about it all the time. And there's a special moment right before I get on a bull. You know, everything in the world is just pretty serendipitous, and the world just kind of slows down around me. You crawl over that chute, and then you know the best is yet to come.
Thank you, Sage. Question of the day, brought to you by Boot Barn.
Kansas senior Devontae Graham has been named one of the 10 semifinalists for the 50th Citizen Naismith Trophy for Men's College Player of the Year. That from the Atlanta Tip-Off Club yesterday. Graham is vying to become the second straight Jayhawk to win the award, as Frank Mason III was the 2017 recipient. On every other National Player of the Year watch list, Graham is the only player in the NCAA Division I this season, averaging 17.0 plus points, 7.0 plus assists, 1.7 plus steals, and fewer than 3 turnovers per game. Graham is 7th nationally, 2nd in the Big 12 in assists per game at 7.2. The Big 10 opened a 5-day run at Madison Square Garden with Jordan Bohannon leading Iowa past Illinois 96-87 in the first game of the conference tournament. Bohannon scored 25 points and had 6 assists. Mid-America Network Sports.
Sub-state semifinals, Class 4A Division 2 at Holton. Marysville girls face Holton Thursday evening at 7:30. Marysville boys face Holton Friday evening at 7:30. Marysville games live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Class 2A at Republic County, Valley Heights girls face Solomon Thursday evening at 6. Live coverage on FM 95.5. In the late game, Smith Center faces Bennington. 1A Division 1 at Wakefield, Hanover boys tip off with Washington County Thursday evening at 7:30. Live coverage on FM 95.5. In the early game, Clifton Clyde meets Pike Valley. Girls play on Friday. Hanover meets Pike Valley at 6. Washington County tips off with Clifton Clyde at 7:30. Both games live on FM 95.5. 1A Division 1 at Frankfort on Thursday night. Centralia and Frankfort tip off in the late game at 7:30. Donovan West and Valley Falls in the early match. Same pairings for Friday. Centralia and Frankfort boys at 7:30. Valley Falls, Donovan West in the early match. 1A Division 2 at Blue Valley. Axtell boys will face Southern Cloud at 6 on Thursday. In the late game, St. Xavier meets Blue Valley. Girls action on Friday. Axtell tips off with Wetmore at 6, followed by Southern Cloud versus Blue Valley. Brackets updated on our website at KNDYRadio.com.
All of us professional barber stylists are proud to cheer for the talented Beatrice Lady O's basketball team. The athlete's skill, speed, endurance, and spirit will take the Lady O's to new heights. Good luck, girls, from your friends and fans at Professional Barber Stylists in Beatrice. Haircuts that are affordable. Jim's Carpet and Supplies is cheering for the Beatrice Lady O's basketball team to hoop it up at the state tournament. Everyone knows the athletes have the skill to bring home the victory. Good luck, girls. Jim's Carpet and Supplies in Beatrice, offering the very best in both commercial and residential floor coverings. Leesburg Auto Sales knows the Beatrice girls basketball team has what it takes to walk away winners from state. Go Lady O's from Leesburg Auto Sales in Beatrice, committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter our showroom or website throughout the life of your vehicle and beyond.
Add a bit of aromatherapy to your indoors with scented geraniums. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Give the leaves a gentle pet and enjoy the lemon, rose, apple, peppermint, or pine fragrance. Place the plants in an area where you brush by the leaves or can easily give them a pat to release and enjoy the fragrance. Though grown for the fragrant leaves, these plants will produce attractive but less showy flowers than the popular bedding geranium. Both are truly pelargoniums, but most gardeners know them by their common name of geranium. Grow these as houseplants in a sunny window or a sunny location outdoors during frost-free weather. Scented geraniums are hardy in zones 10 and 11 and must be moved indoors for winter in most areas. Use a quality potting mix for indoor plantings or grow them outdoors in well-drained soil for best results. Remove the faded flowers and pinch back the stems as needed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
As a Japanese teenager, Barbara was taught to defend herself from American soldiers arriving in her country. She ended up marrying one of them. But there were far more surprises when she landed in the U.S. Her story is this edition on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Barbara Law was 15 years old when Japan surrendered to end World War II. Soon, American soldiers appeared on her country's soil, and she and other teenage girls were taught self-defense.
They tell you how to use the judo and all that stuff. So I learned a lot of things.
However, she soon learned the American soldiers seemed friendly, and she never had to use judo on any of them. One of her girlfriends persuaded her to meet a U.S. soldier named Ray Law.
Well, she said, what do you think about this guy? I said, I don't like him. She said, how come? I said, I don't know. I just don't like him. And Ray knew that I didn't like him.
Her girlfriend convinced her to go out with him just one more time.
But 2 months later, he asked me to be his wife. I said, oh, no way. I can't marry anybody because I'm oldest in the family, and probably my dad already has somebody because he don't know anything about Japanese custom.
Ray asked Barbara's father if they could get married. He said yes, provided they were engaged for 1 year. They were married in Japan in November 1950. In Tokyo, she had the conveniences of a large city, including indoor toilets. Not so when she arrived to her rural home in northwest Missouri.
When we came here first, oh, I cried and I said, I want to go home. And I thought, but you know, when I come from Japan, we come in this big ship and took 14 days. And I was seasick for 13 days. And I thought, oh gosh, if I go home, I have to go through all that again.
She stuck with it and lived the rest of her life in northwest Missouri, remaining active in her community and even helping teach Japanese to children. Traveling the countryside in King City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Out in the garden can relax you, build self-esteem, and create a sense of place. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Therapy gardens are designed to give rehabilitative benefits and care as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Do you find that after weeding a row of flowers, you have more energy? Or after harvesting vegetables, you feel a sense of peace? You've experienced the therapeutic benefits of horticulture. Patty Cassidy is a registered horticultural therapist in Oregon and president of Friends of the Portland Memory Garden. She says gardens in general can give anyone a sense of well-being, but therapy gardens have specific design features that make the experience deeper and more restorative.
The kind of plants that you would put in a therapy garden would be very important. For example, at the Memory Garden, we want to install plants that help people recall gardens of their past, because this garden that I help oversee was built intentionally for people with dementia and Alzheimer's. We want to put in plants that stimulate memories of when these people were gardeners.
A therapeutic garden doesn't have to be large or complex, but the layout has to be plant-rich and thoughtfully designed.
For example, with people with memory issues, people with head injuries, people who have had strokes, the garden layout needs to be simple, easy to comprehend when you walk in, no dead ends in the garden where people can get lost or get confused. So circular designs are often preferred, where people can walk in a circle and come back to where they started. So there's no anxiety that they're going to lose their loved one or they're going to get lost.
Cassidy says it's important to reflect all four seasons in a therapeutic garden. By remembering the smell of spring flowers and the taste of fall berries, it gives people the feeling of familiarity and control. Learn more about therapeutic gardens at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
That saved a wretch. I was blind, but now I see.
The crop rotation of the future, corn, soybeans, medical marijuana. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services, designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Kurt Livesey has a PhD and is a certified crop advisor in Gig Harbor, Washington. He's worked with farmers producing record-breaking corn yields and lately with farmers who grow medical marijuana.
Really what I try to do is bring something kind of unique to the cannabis industry in that there's not been a lot of science. You know, there's been a lot of myth and legend, but not a lot of great science in terms of, you know, what is this nutrient deficiency or what is this excess or what's causing the plant to look this way or that way.
Livesey has talked to people who benefit from medical marijuana.
I grew up conservative Christian household in the DARE, just say no to drugs generation, and still not someone who's ever smoked cannabis. But I really would encourage and challenge your listeners, dig into the research behind this particular plant. It's not something that I think is the big bad wolf that we thought that it was for so long. Yes, it's a plant that can be abused in the same way that alcohol is abused. And quite frankly, at least cannabis has some medicinal value.
More tomorrow. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmers and ranchers still have time to participate in the 2017 Census of Agriculture, but the first deadline just passed. The National Ag Statistics Service continues to accept census information through the spring. The goal is to get a complete picture of American agriculture that represents all farmers and ranchers. Federal law mandates that everyone who received the 2017 Census of Agriculture questionnaire should complete and return it, even if they're currently not farming. You're asked to return by mail, or you can fill the answers out online at agcounts.usda.gov. The 2018 National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville was a record setter in the number of new exhibitors. The event also saw an increase in ticket sales and attendance as more than 314,000 people packed into the Kentucky Exposition Center for the four-day event. The show celebrated 53 years of showcasing the ag industry's latest and most comprehensive display of equipment, services, and technology. Now, because of the larger number of exhibits the show has ever seen, it filled more than 1.3 million square feet and 920 booths. The championship tractor pull turned 50 years old this year and celebrated with its largest attendance in recent history. Five performances in Freedom Hall sold more than 67,000 tickets combined. It's an invitation-only event that attracts drivers from all over the country who compete for more than $200,000 in prize money. Don Parkinson is the interim CEO of the Kentucky State Fair Board, which owns and operates the show. He said the event is delivered on its purpose of providing solid information and cutting-edge technology to the farming community for more than a half century. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Some nice double-digit gains for Kansas City wheat. March KC wheat is at 524.5. That's up 16 and a quarter. May KC wheat is up 12 and three quarters at 535. Some nice moves for Kansas City wheat. All three of the wheat markets are in the green, but led by Kansas City, doing very well. March
corn up 2 3/4, 377 1/4. May corn up 2 3/4 at 384 3/4. So some positives there. Soybeans looking good. March beans up 8 1/4 at 1053 1/4. May beans up 7 at 1062 1/2. We're seeing some issues off and on with the soybean products. Soy meal is currently down 380 at 390.40. It had been up earlier in the day. Some of the later months are showing some signs of positive movement. The soybean meal March is up 17 points at 32.13 right now. Most of the later months are up as well, but we've seen some back and forth action as far as the products are concerned. But the beans themselves doing well, as are corn and Kansas City wheat. Livestock numbers are mixed. April live cattle down 7 now at 123.22. June down 20 at 115.57. So we're seeing some pressure on live cattle. March feeder cattle down a dime at 144.65. April feeder cattle down 60 right now at 146.40. All the later months are lower in live cattle and feeder cattle, so some issues there. April hogs up 30 at 67.52. May hogs up 40 at 75.27. So some pretty strong moves up for hogs right now, while the cattle continue to struggle. As far as cotton is concerned, some issues there. March cotton is down 15 points at 81.50. May cotton is down 149 at 81.44. So some issues with cotton. Crude oil is off. April crude down 74 cents at 60.92. May crude is down 77 at 60.70 a barrel. So mixed numbers to the futures markets here on Thursday. Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Cattlemen, purchase your next great herd sire at the Carcass Plus Bull Sale. Poland Angus Ranch and CB Farms are joining forces to bring you an outstanding set of 70 fall and spring yearling Angus bulls, sired by breed leaders like Discovery, Butkus, Black Granite, and Fortress. Wednesday, March 7th at 1 p.m. is the time. Poland Angus Ranch in Isabel, Kansas is the place. Join us March 7th at Poland Angus Ranch in Isabel for the Carcass Plus Bull Sale, or watch and bid on DV Auction. You'll be glad you did.
Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson with yet another view of what's happening to U.S. market share in foreign trade of corn and soybeans. I'll talk about it after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
The various reports we get throughout the year sometimes leave me a little bit confused, because this week I've been looking at some pretty good reports on sales and exports of feed grains from the United States. U.S. Grains Council came out with their report, but then the U.S. Department of Agriculture came out with another of its reports, and it said it sees U.S. corn and soybean exports generally increasing over the coming decade. But the U.S. share of global sales will shrink as competition from South American producers heats up. In the USDA's annual long-term projections report, laying out its forecast through 2027, the government said the United States should keep its crown as the world's biggest corn exporter over the decade. But U.S. market share will fall below 30% by 2027 due to competition from Brazil, Argentina, and Ukraine. Brazil has already surpassed the United States as the world's biggest soybean exporter. Rising world demand for soybeans, particularly from China, should promote continued growth of U.S. exports in the coming years, but Brazil should strengthen its grip on the top slice. Soybeans remain more profitable than other crops in Brazil, and soy acreage in the country will grow in excess of 2.5% per year over the decade. For wheat, the U.S. share of the global export market will continue to shrink through 2027, even as the volume of U.S. wheat exports begins to move higher in the 2019 and 2020 marketing year. The change in market share from some of the world's top producers will also continue to change. Back with a final word after this message.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has over 30 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
Wheat plantings for the year 2018 forecast to hit a low of 45 million acres, the lowest U.S. wheat acreage on record since 1919. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Make sure your manure spreader is calibrated correctly. A 5-gallon bucket, some tarps, and a calculator are all you need on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Want to see the latest in machinery, agronomy, and technology? Then tune in to the Successful Farming TV show every week on RFD TV. Join me, Dave Moats, and Lori Bedore, Jesse Scott, and Anna McConnell. This show delivers the latest trends, newest technology, and takes a look at machinery of yesterday and today. RFD TV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and most major cable providers. Find additional programming information at agriculture.com/TV.
Whenever you're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
Managing the nutrient load as you're spreading manure on your fields is important for the environment and for the bottom line. This is only achieved if the spreader is calibrated for the right application amount. Rory Lewandowski is an extension educator at Ohio State University. He says the application rate for manure spreaders is generally expressed as tons per acre or gallons per acre. When calibrating for gallons per acre, he says measuring capacity by weight is the most accurate.
We could figure the density of manure by taking like 5-gallon pail samples, weighing them and figuring out that density and then multiplying that density times weight to get a gallonage. The second method that could be used would be to use a mathematical formula to get volume. So if we know our length, width, and height of our spreader, we can figure out a volume in cubic feet, and then there are constants that we can multiply that by.
Pin down some tarps in the field to help calibrate solid manure spreaders.
We would make sure that they're placed far enough out in the field so that when we go over them, that we're at our normal operating speed that we're spreading at. We're going to drive over those tarps. We'd usually do this multiple times, 3 to 4 times, maybe 3 to 4 different tarps. We'd collect those tarps. Then we find that we've got a 13 pounds over a given area, and then there's a constant again that we multiply by, so we've got a formula. We'll come up with a tons per acre type of figure.
A manure nutrient analysis is another important part of the puzzle, so you know what's going into the soil. And be sure to credit nutrient contributions from other sources.
sources, such as legumes. I'm Jody Hinke. Find more tips for manure spreader calibration at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue spoke Wednesday at Commodity Classic in Anaheim, California. During his presentation, he spoke about the recent confirmation of Bill Northey as Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation.
Good job for Bill coming up. And the more I get to know him, the better I like him. He is a class guy and a classy guy. And I think his patience, his temperance, and the way he's handled this four-month delay demonstrates what kind of leader Bill Northey would be in this tough job, in this important job that we have for him as we begin to work on the 2018 Farm Bill.
Northey is transitioning from Iowa Secretary of Agriculture to USDA Undersecretary, where he will oversee three agencies, the Farm Service Agency, Natural Resources Conservation Service, and the Risk Management Agency. Bayer Ag CEO Warner Baumann says he's confident they'll win European approval of their deal to acquire Monsanto. A report says he's trying to win the approval of its $66 billion acquisition while contemplating the sale of more businesses. He says without the Monsanto acquisition, Bayer sales and profits will grind to a halt this year. Company shares dropped almost 4% on the week forecast, the biggest drop in months. The German-based company had expected to close the deal early this year. It remains confident that it can take care of EU antitrust concerns by either divesting or outlicensing businesses. The company has said it will sell its entire vegetable seed business in a deal that should wrap up in the second quarter of this year. Farming technology and the seed portfolio have emerged as key details in the European Union talks. A report this week says that EU regulators have already decided to give the deal their approval. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
White Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Your tax refund dollars have never gone further than they do right now at Wichita RV. Wichita RV still has a handful of brand new 2017 carryover units with prices slashed, thousands of dollars behind last year's invoice prices. Now is also the time for spring service, so your trailblazing this season is problem-free. And call today about their detailing capabilities for your RV. Wichita RV, home of endless protection with lifetime warranty on all new units. Wichita RV, east and west, and always online at Wichita RV.